Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Washington County public records now searchable via NADAR Online. NADAR Online has launched a portal for accessing Washington County, Pennsylvania public records, including property tax and assessor search tools. Real estate professionals can quickly verify property ownership, tax status, and assessment data to inform transactions and client consultations in Washington County. Add this resource to your due diligence checklist for Washington County deals, /state, PA/county/Washington/. Pennsylvania real estate headlines, how agent commissions work, a guide for PA real estate pros. Bankrate explains how real estate agent fees and commissions function, including how agents get paid via percentage of sale price and who pays. PA real estate professionals need clear, accurate explanations of commission structures to guide clients and maintain transparent business practices. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission conversations with buyers and sellers are informed and up to date. www.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees/commission/. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Allegheny County property record search tool available for PA real estate pros. Allegheny County offers an online property record search providing access to assessment records, tax information, building details, and owner history. PA real estate professionals can quickly verify property details, assess tax liabilities, and research ownership history to inform transactions and valuations in the Pittsburgh market. Access the search tool directly at https://www.alleghenycounty.us/services/property-assessments-and-real-estate-property-record-search. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Understanding realtor commissions and fees in PA. The source defines a realtor as a Pennsylvania licensed professional hired by a seller or buyer to assist with the sale, purchase, or leasing of real estate. Real estate professionals in PA can use this foundational definition to clearly articulate their licensed scope of services and value to clients. Review the full breakdown of realtor commissions and fees at /realestateu.com/understanding-realtor-commissions-and-fees-in-Pennsylvania/. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of PA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most PA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.